I'd like to thank Aaron K for sponsoring this week's Torah content. June is less than a month away, which means that I'll soon be transitioning into summer writing mode, with more Substack articles and fewer recorded shiurim. The bulk of these articles will remain free. However, if you would like to support my Torah and access additional spicy written content, consider becoming a paid subscriber by going to rabbischneiwes.substack.com.
Not a drastic change of topics, but I said we were going to go on to the next halakha, but I realized you asked a question last time that I think we should answer. Okay, so this is in Masnas Nim 7:7 Zion. So we'll review Mafarnasin Machasin Anye Goyim Im Anye Yisrael. So we sustain and we clothe the poor non-Jews along with the poor Jews. I saw one of the, I think it's an Acharon, who said that this only implies that if the non-Jews, someone that was asking last time about like Bichlal Anye Yisrael, I think. They use a lashon used somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
And so someone wanted to say maybe the Rambam means only when he says im aniyei Yisrael, means that let's say you have a group of Jews and there's a non-Jew there also, then that's when you should sustain them, otherwise not. And then someone else said no, it means like in general, you know. And I think that that's pshat, meaning that whatever this halacha is, it applies to the non-Jews even when they're not coming with a Jew like next to them, you know. Okay, because I think that fits into the Darkei Shalom thing we were saying before. It's Tov Hashem Lakol Rachavav Ukol Masav, not Tov Hashem Lakol only when they're standing next to a Jew. You know, all right. Mipnei Darkei Shalom. Okay. Va'ani hamachazer al pesachim. So an ani who begs at the doors. Ein niskakin lo lamatana meruba val nosin lamatana muetes. You don't have to give him a huge gift, meaning if he's not just coming to ask demachsero from you particularly, but if he's going door to door, you don't need to give him a huge gift. Just give him a small one. And he doesn't say what the shear is, but then he says, Asr l'hafzir as ani shashal rekam. It's Asr to turn away an ani empty-handed. And then I think when I said this, the way you formulated the question was, or something like that, like, what are you supposed to do? Like, do you have to give to every ani? You know? All right, so that's the one I wanted to answer. Vafilu atan nosin lo grogeres achas, even if you give him only a fig, shnemar, a dried fig, shnemar al yashov dach nechlam. Don't return an ani empty-handed, a crushed one, and embarrassed, sorry. Don't al yashov, do not return dach, a crushed one, nichlam, ashamed. Which, by the way, so I looked up the pasuk. I don't think anyone says this is about an ani. Oh, where is it? It's about tefillah. But so I don't think this is like a literal case that the pasuk is talking about. So the question is, what do you do though if someone comes to you and you don't have anything? What are you supposed to do?
Halachically. Like greet them and
yeah, yeah.
And
what does that mean practically though? You just go like,
yeah, you make them,
yeah, basically. Okay, yeah, that's it. Yeah. So he brings down that halacha, and this is an open question. I don't know. I don't have an answer to this. He brings it down in chapter 10. And even though I don't usually like to go out of order, I want to do it because it answers your question. And then we can have this question here. Why doesn't he bring this down here? So in chapter 10, actually, I'll just go in the packet. Chapter 10, halacha. Halacha, hey, he says, Shal ha'ani mimacha of ein biyadcha klum litin lof. And ani asks you, and you don't have anything to give him, payesehu b'divarim, like we were saying, is appease him or comfort him with words. What is payesehu, according to the payesehu ratzeo? So yeah, placate sounds manipulative. Appease him with words. And he says, "V'asur ligor ba'ani lahagbia hakol alav bizaka." It's asur to shout. I would say ligor is to shout. He says, "Linzov" is to like reject the ani. O lahagbia hakol alav, or to like raise your voice at him, bizaka, like shouting. Because his heart is broken and crushed. Bari Omer, and it says in Tehillim, "Nun alaf yutes." That's the one we're doing. Or we're going to be doing. Sorry, on Wednesday. Lev nishbar v'nidke elokim losiv zeh. It's funny, when I read this phrase, I was like, I'm learning about that. And then I didn't realize he actually quotes the thing, learning. Heart that is broken and crushed, God, you will not despise. To sustain the spirit of the low and to give life to the heart of the crushed. That's the pasuk he quotes at the end of Hilchos Megillah by why Matanos Nevi'onim is better than all of the other mitzvahs to spend extra money on, because you're Doma L'Shechina. And then he says, woe unto the person who shames the Ani, woe unto him. You should be like a father to him, whether in mercy or in words. Shnemar, as it says, Av anochi la'evyonim. I am a father to the destitute. Yeah. So practically speaking, you have to like appease him with words. But the question is, like, first of all, why is this halacha all the way over here? And secondly, so then why say the fig thing?
What?
You know, like at the very least, he should say, if you don't have, it's usher to turn an ani away empty-handed. And if you don't have anything, if you don't have enough, you give him a fig. And if you don't have a fig, then you give him words. Something like that, right? Yeah.
Another question also.
Sure.
He makes it seem in the term of prayer, which maybe this is where it is. But yeah, like, if you don't have any money, right?
Right.
So like, if you have like a quarter, you just give him a quarter.
Yeah.
But like, you also like, with like part of the apples too, right? Like,
right.
Like, it's not just like give them the quarters. Like, I don't need to be part of the apples, right?
Yeah. You definitely have to give part of the apples. Yeah. So just to say the questions again. So we have the question of why does he separate the halachos? Why not incorporate it here? And I'll show you who does this. The Aruch Shulchan. Oh, the Shulchan Aruch. No, Shulchan Aruch doesn't do this. He just quotes the Rambam. Asher lahavzir ani hashol rekam. Filu, the other Maya, a filu ain no sin lo rak rogeris acha, shnemar al yashov dach nichlam. But then the Aruch Shulchan says, vein lahachzir ha'ani hashol rikam, filu no sin lo rogeris achas o kazais lechem. Okay, weird thing. Shnemar al yashov dach nichlam. Oh, does he do this? Maybe even he doesn't do this. He says, the marilo libo hatov, show him like your good intentions, your tzon alitin lo karai. So when you give him the quarter, say like, sorry, this is all I have. Elish ein yada maseges. Okay, so he doesn't say the thing about the what do you call it? The paisei b'dvarim. I thought I saw that. Hold on. Oh, the Shulchan Aruch does say that. I just started in the wrong place. Im shal lo ha'aniv ein lo ma yitain lo lo yigar bov liyagbiya kol alav ela yifaisein b'dvarim yarbe libo hatov shiratzono litin lo shein yada maseges. And then the Rama says, even if you give him a fig. Yeah. So it's just a weird halacha. I mean, I understand you could say, okay, conceptually there's two different things. There's if you have less than the requisite amount, what do you give him, you know, or you putter, and there the answer is you give him a fig, you know, even if you don't have the 2.4 grams of silver or whatever it is. And then the other thing is you don't have anything, then you say, you appease him with words. I just think, you know, presenting it like this makes sense. All in one halacha. The Rama puts it all the way in chapter 10. And what is chapter 10 about? Chapter 10 is about the levels of tzedakah and the manner of giving tzedakah. Let's see how they characterize it. They say, yeah, malos ha-tzedakah, right? So it's just, you know, put it by the iser of to turn away the ani empty-handed. Yeah, that's the question. Those are the questions.
So, I mean, I had a thought.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, my first like thought was to see what the Ten Commandments was about.
Yeah.
And then to try to contrast that with what the first parak is talking about. Because, like, the first parak is like setting up the field in like its base form. So again, but that begs the question of like, well, then wouldn't you want to go from the best all the way to quote unquote like the lowest level? So.
This reminds me, by the way, what's the Isser? He says, Asr al-Hachzir sa'ani shishal reikam.
Was that one from before?
Yeah, which one from before?
I forget what exactly the wording is.
Because that's what I also thought, is to like hide your eye from the ani. Is that what you're talking about? Lo Samus says, Lavav Chavu L'sikpo says, Yad. Yeah, so I thought of that. And then, he does say, Ehel Inav. But then the question is, that's like refusing to give, right? So if you are... So... Is this Isser of turning away the ani empty-handed? Is that just if you have and you're not giving? Like, or let's say you don't have, but you also don't appease him with words. Is that also over the Isser? You know, like, where do these, like beneath the shear cases fit in? That's what I'm asking.
To me, it seems like you would be.
you would be over there,
if
sir.
Someone, yeah, like if someone were to not, you know, do the nice thing.
Yeah.
That they would be over there, sir.
Of the view of the los ase of clenching their fists.
Yeah.
Can you bring a raya? Yeah, Yosef.
If you say you're just feeling a few nice words, that be the equivalent of saying that making someone feel better is monetarily valuable, and that even
is a form. All right, I hear your question, right? So then I'll ask the question from another direction, which is, where does the chiyuv of being mafayis bedvarim come from then?
So they say it wasn't.
Oh, you're trying to say it actually is monetarily valuable. I don't know about that. I mean, what's the insulting line that guys in the 60s would say to girls, like, does it cost you anything to smile? She should say, yes, it has monetary value, you know. I was wondering, can we bring a raya from the way you formulate it in the Sefer Mitzvos? Is this where he says about the stinginess? Where is it? Two wishes to be the half here? Nope. Well, that's Mrs. Sase, Lo Sase. Socialist Army Lehim, the name of the no, he does not put that in terms of the. Oh, yeah. Vizoas Hara Milahis Nag Bemidas Hatsikanus Vakilius, Achinimna Milases Lazakai Lakach. Oh, he does say that. This is a prohibition to act with miserliness and stinginess to the point where we refrain from giving to the person. So the thing is like, definitely the primary way to measure stinginess is in terms of money, right? But like, there is something wrong with a person if you can give the ani like feelings of some kindness or whatever, and you don't. I mean, I don't know how halachic I'm being, but I'm just saying like there is something seriously wrong with your generosity if you can't bring yourself to give something for free, right? You know, it like reminds me of the psukim in Mishle. There's a chain of psukim in chapter 3 in Mishle, which I will always remember Rabbi Moskowitz's shot on. I don't think I've gone back to learn this on my own, but there's a series of psukim at the, that's Tehillim. Mishle 3. So it says, Al Timnat, oh, this is actually very apropos. Do not withhold good from its recipients if you have the ability to do it. Don't tell your fellow, go and come back tomorrow and I'll give it to you then if you have it. Okay, something. Don't plot evil about your friend if he sits securely with you. Don't start a fight with a person for no reason if he didn't do evil to you. So Rami Moskowitz's question was like, why do you have to tell people this? Like, what's the havamina? You know? His answer was because evidently part of you does just want to be mean to the person for no reason. You know, like there's a part of you that is aggressive or is competitive or something like that. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, and if you think that you don't have that in you, like then you're kind of deluding yourself. But here, this is a test case of it in the case where he comes up to you and you don't have any money. And if you like, there are people who the poor person comes up to them and they just ignore them.
Yeah.
You know, there's something deeply wrong with a person who does that. Like, you know, the very fact that there is another human being that you could acknowledge and try to, like, even if you don't say words of kindness, I mean, it's, you need to appease him in some way, but like if you ignore their existence, like nothing feels worse than being completely overlooked, you know, like that's the whole the cliche thing about how, like, if people denounce you, that's better than being ignored. Cause like then they're giving attention to you, at least, but if you just completely disregard someone's existence, that's like a huge insult, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't have an answer to why he doesn't put this doesn't pair this with a fig halacha, make a nice pairing with figs. Yeah.
Grandkids can be done also.
Yes. Yeah. While we're here, let's just look at his that halakha I referenced in Megillah, and then we'll wrap it up for today. In the end of Megillah, chapter 2, he quotes the same pasuk because he says, mutav la'adam l'harbos b'matnos avyonim l'harbos b'sudas v'shloch l'vayav. Better for a person to increase in his giving to the poor and then to increase in his suda or sending gifts to his friends. She'in sham simcha g'dolam v'vo'ara ela l'sameach lev anim v'yesomim v'almanos v'gerim. There's no better simcha or more glorious simcha than to bring joy to the hearts of the poor, the orphans, the widows, and the converts. Shama sameach lev amilalim ha'elu, because someone who brings joy to the heart of these downtrodden people, midame b'shchina, it resembles the shchina. Shneamar lahachios ruach shvalim lahachios lev nitaim, to give life to the low spirited and to give life to the ones with broken hearts. Yeah. So that's the other thing also, is that I don't think you have to say it's monetary value. Because de machzor shir yachzor lo includes, we've seen it includes psychological needs also. So making people who are lacking love or like chiyus, whatever he wants to call chiyus, is bringing that to them is also a human tzedakah, even though it's not monetary. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and again, like, it's all like tzedakah by like plants and animals and stuff like that.
Right.
Like, it's not a monetary thing to want.
Yes, that's true. That is also true. Yeah. Okay. All right. So tomorrow we can go on to the next halacha. Okay. Very good.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.